Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The focus of my talk today is India, but Intellectual Ventures has tried this model of innovation in many other countries, and we can discuss those countries after this presentation is over. The goal of Intellectual Ventures India is to make Invented in India a brand. In 1840, the GDP share of the United States, a country then just 60 years old, was just 2%. Towards the end of the century, President McKinley issued this call to action, where he said, "Our future progress and prosperity depend upon our ability to equal, if not surpass, other nations in the enlargement and advance of science, industry, and commerce. To invention, we must turn as one of the most powerful aids to the accomplishment of such a result." The country responded, and the golden age of invention was born. Many of the products that we now use, that extend our lives and improved our lifespan, were created by inventors in the United States. More recently, President Obama reiterated that commitment to innovation. That continued commitment to innovation is one of the many reasons that the GDP share of the United States jumped an astounding 950% in 150 years. India now, a country 60 years old, can we check and see if India can make the same transformation as the United States did? Before we do that, let us check the current state of IP in India. India suffers from chronic IP trade deficits. If you look at global royalty receipts, they're increasing dramatically year after year. But almost all of this goes to advanced countries. That means the IP trade deficit at India is going to get worse. The share for Indian universities and research institutes of the global licensing revenue is just 0.0011%. Yet all of us know that India has world-class thinkers and research. None of these numbers on the slide here are 0.0011%. So what happened? If we normalize the economies, market sizes for India and the United States, India still has a $319.5 million revenue gap. So how can we address the situation and fix the situation right now? And what sort of innovation models would work best in India? If we look at the current way ideas are treated in India, India has no shortage of high-quality ideas coming out of it. But what India lacks is capital, expertise, and a network to convert those ideas into high-quality IP. Many of the ideas that come out of grants in India, a very small fraction make it past this death valley to get industry support. And even though the government is increasing grants at a very high rate, and you see venture capital coming to India, that is not enough. What we need is a new form of capital called invention capital that can nurture Indian inventors and help bring their ideas across the Death Valley so that we can form what venture capitalists call deal flow. And that deal flow of new ideas should be able to generate new companies and also new products in India. Invention is the highest margin activity when compared to everything else happening on the slide. And it's also a source of economic growth. But this receives the smallest amount of capital. And when you ask the question why, it is the riskiest stage of activity. Investing in a single idea is extremely risky. So how do we fix the situation and get people to invest in risky ideas in a country like India? And that is what Intellectual Ventures India started dealing with. And our model was to say, we need to focus on Indian inventors and help them generate inventions. Intellectual Ventures has raised about $5 billion in three funds, and all the three funds are different. The Invention Science Fund focuses on building inventions internally. The Invention Investment Fund buys patents from the existing market. When we first moved to India, we found out that both these models would not work there. An internal build fund was too small for a country as large as India. And going out and buying patents in India was not possible because there weren't enough patents in the market to buy. So we created a third fund called the Invention Development Fund, or IDF, which is a relationship-based fund that works very closely with inventors and helps them get past issues to generate inventions. IDF is focused on the future. We address future problems in three main areas: life sciences, physical sciences, and information technology. The core business model of IDF is to bring that missing capital, expertise, and network to India. So how do we do it? We start off by first identifying problems that can lead to future industry and products. Then we package these problems into what we call our investment topics. And we broadcast these topics to our inventors in India. Then we work very closely with these inventors and help them come up with solutions to these problems. We refine these problems and then create very high quality IP out of these ideas. We assemble this IP into products such as portfolios and distribute these products to companies and other markets to monetize them. This is very similar to the way a manufacturer makes products. What we are doing is building an invention factory in India. That factory is built by partnering with individuals, universities, research institutes, and companies. For each one of the solutions they provide to our problems, we pay them an upfront fee. We package the solutions, license them out to companies, and return royalties back to our partners. The way we collect our problems is in a portfolio approach, and it's very similar to the way a financial portfolio is built. You take problems of different risks and rewards, and you distribute them to your inventor network. And this allows you to invest in risky ideas, just the same way a financial portfolio allows you to invest in some risky stocks. And you balance the risky versus less risky ideas in your portfolio. We are dedicated to inventors and completely focused on inventions. At Intellectual Ventures, we manage a virtuous cycle between producers of innovation and consumers of innovation. We bring problems from the consumers of innovation to the producers and solutions back to the consumers. And we are supported by sponsors such as the government and financial investors who like to see returns from this activity. Our goal, as Minister Lamy mentioned, is to distribute ideas as broadly as possible in a non-exclusive way. And that helps us enable new companies and new products. Our goal is to bring more revenue to Indian inventors and reverse this IP trade deficit. We are already making a positive impact in India. Intellectual Ventures India was started a year ago, and within that 1 year, we already distributed about $500,000 in unrestricted funds to our partners. And that amounts to about 30% of the Indian University and Research Institute licensing revenue. And we hope to grow these numbers dramatically year after year as our operations grow in India. Besides India, we have operations in Korea, Japan, China, Singapore, Canada, and the United States. We have tried these models in all these countries, and they've worked quite well so far. The goal of Intellectual Ventures is to ignite not 1,000, but 1 billion minds and make Invented in India a reality. Thank you very much.